Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Treatment for salivary gland disorders depends on the disease type and how advanced it is. For example, if you have a mass in your salivary gland, your doctor may recommend surgery to remove the mass or the gland itself. If the mass is cancerous, you may need radiation treatments to kill off cancerous cells. These treatments won't usually start until your body has had time to heal. This is about 4 to 6 weeks after the operation. Radiation treatments to the neck can cause dry mouth, which can be uncomfortable and affect your digestion. Your doctor may recommend drinking more fluids and avoiding foods high in sodium. If the salivary gland mass is not cancerous, radiation therapy may not be required. A salivary mass that does not cause any symptoms may be treated with conservative measures and re-examination. This includes special mouthwashes to relieve dry mouth. You can also keep your mouth moist by rinsing with a mixture of about a half a teaspoon of salt in just one cup of water. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.